AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Before Congress this hour, the nuclear deal with Iran. Last night, thousands of protesters packed into Times Square to demand that Congress vote down the agreement. Former New York Governor George Pataki was there.
We're here as Americans to speak with one voice to say, stop Iran now, reject this deal.
Many of those at last night's rally were pro-Israel supporters. This morning, lawmakers will hear from the secretaries of State, Energy, and Treasury. Lawmakers are expected to vote on this deal in September. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Baghdad, as is our Robert Burns.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived on an unannounced visit to Iraq. He's going to a series of meetings, including talks with the Iraqi Prime Minister, the Defense Minister, as well as a delegation of Sunni Arab tribal leaders from Anbar Province.
His first stop this morning, the Iraqi Counterterrorism Service Academy, where he told Iraqi soldiers they have suffered greatly in the fight against the Islamic State group. But they have performed so very well, he said, so very bravely. It's evidence that if you've got a job, there's a good chance you can keep it. The number of Americans applying for unemployment plunged last week to the lowest level in nearly 42 years. Employers are holding on to their workers and continuing to hire. Sandra Bland made a jailhouse telephone call to a friend, leaving a voicemail in which she wondered how changing lanes without signaling landed her in a Texas lockup. 3 days later, the black woman from Illinois was dead. Suicide by hanging, said the medical examiner. Though her family questions that. The sheriff says she told a guard that she had tried to kill herself in the past, though her family says there's no evidence of that. This is AP Radio News. It's on between Europe and the big U.S. movie studios. Our Charles de Ledesma reports from London that the EU is opening an antitrust case against six major American movie studios for preventing British satellite broadcaster Sky from showing their movies outside Britain and Ireland.
The EU Commission, which assesses antitrust matters for the 28-country EU, says it sent a statement of objections to Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount Pictures, Sony, 20th Century Fox and Warner Brothers regarding contractual restrictions that prevent British broadcaster Sky offering full services to consumers in other EU nations. The Commission's position is that European consumers want to watch the pre-TV channels of their choice, regardless of where they live or travel in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Day two, stuck in the Philippines for singer Chris Brown, who ran afoul of a religious group that filed a complaint against him for a canceled concert. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.